Welcome to Solar Sailing with Trevor White. Tonight we're going to talk about preventative health for sailing. So I'm heading off into the Pacific and I had a toothache. So I'm home visiting my family. Decided to visit the dentist, which I try and do annually anyway. Went up there, sat down with this chap, said I've got a bit of a toothache. He had a look. I've got a cracked tooth. Not great. So he gave me two choices, rip it out or potentially have that... Three choices, rip it out, potentially have it crack when I'm sailing, or get a crown. So at this stage I've chosen to get a crown, and the reason is, you know, the tooth was in such a condition that if I didn't get it, you know, all the amalgam taken out, so it's an older filling years ago, and replaced, it wouldn't be stable, and then the crown keeps the tooth even more stable. That's the theory. You know, I didn't want exotic things done to my mouth. Going into the Pacific, I wanted something that was manageable. That's the strategy I've been running with for a number of years. Keep things simple. But, you know, he put in a high-quality crown, and I'm assured that it will last. Problem is it's a bit sensitive, so I'm hoping it's just getting accustomed to my mouth, and we will see. Otherwise, it'll probably end up getting ripped out, and the tooth will be missing. But at the moment, the rest of my teeth are good. He did an x-ray and there was no voids in any of the teeth. There's a couple of small chips and so forth that need to be addressed at some stage, so maybe next Christmas if I come home and visit the family again. But it's something that you should seriously consider before you go sailing, is to go and get your dental work checked, make sure that it's up to par, and any health issues addressed. And then that includes medication. So if you're sailing, you need to carry the medication that you require, because you can't always get it out in the Pacific. And if you can get it, are you even sure that it's legit medication? Sometimes in places like PNG, they sell counterfeit malarial drugs, which is not fantastic. So I try to buy all the drugs I need before I go into places like the Pacific, and I stockpile them on the boat. Any things I need, I take. I stock up on painkillers and antibiotics and things that I know that I'm going to get quality control, and if I do need to use them, they should work. So I would encourage anybody to do the same thing. If you've got niggling pains, you've got issues with glasses, you know, make sure you've got a spare pair of glasses. You know, all of these things are easy to address in, you know, somewhere like New Zealand, Australia, Tahiti, America, Mexico, but they're harder to address in places like Fiji, Tonga, Papua New Guinea. You know, if you need to get involved, you can always find someone to do it. But, you know, is it going to get done to the same standard? Is it going to be convenient? How far do you have to travel to find that dentist or the doctor? Nearly everywhere I've been in the world, you know, there is someone who is a decent doctor or a decent dentist, if you can track them down. And generally, you know, by speaking with expats, you can find out who's good. The mums will know, because they've got kids and kids get sick. I need to have a decent doctor and a decent dentist. So yeah, that's where Facebook comes in handy. Not that I don't have Facebook, but I can always lean on someone that does. There's always some chick on a boat who will be able to interrogate Facebook and get the answer within probably 10 minutes for me, or Google. So yeah, preventative health, it's incredibly important. And if you haven't had your teeth looked at in a while, definitely get it done. You know, and also consider having some form of first aid kit for your teeth on board. Things like oil of cloves to help stop the any tooth pain, the things like Cavit, which you can put into a lost filling. And there's some other things that you might be able to talk to your dentist about, you know, first aid procedures. I find that, you know, Cavit and oil of cloves, you know, are handy to have on board. I've used those over a number of years on the boat and they last a long time. The other thing I do is I use Sensodyne toothpaste. You know, I find it just gets rid of any niggles that might be there. So I try and be preventative as I can, you know, not getting any younger. So I try to look after my teeth and look after my health. Food for thought, safe sailing, and I'll see you out there.